coming up on All Access.
Chandler motion to the right. It's a sneak. It's Brady straight ahead. TV for TV 12.
Yeah, boy. Let's go.
How we feel about starting that season out 4-0?
Oh, yeah.
He's a great player and a great guy. You just never want to see someone go down. No one on your team, especially a player like Nate.
What do you lose? To me, you lose consistency. You lose a guy that you've been able to count on to be there for you.
And we can't control when it's played or where it's shown or what time it is or anything else. We can just control our performance when it comes time to go out there and play.
I've never been to a race, never driven a pace car. You know, as a kid, you always watch the races and think, oh, how cool would that be? Really, once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
How about them Patriots? New England holds Dallas to just 6 points and moving to 4-0 on the season. Welcome to Patriots All Access presented by Geico. I'm Steve Burton. Next up on the schedule, a trip to Indianapolis and a primetime meeting with the Colts, a game both teams have circled on the calendar. Count on plenty of emotion in this game, and we'll discuss how that may play out. But first, we begin with a look back at the sights and sounds of their win over Dallas.
The sounds of the game are brought to you by Bose, the official sound of the New England Patriots.
I think the world of your grandfather. It's just really great to get to work with him and be in the NFL with him. I know you're proud of it, but I am too.
Oh, yeah, let's go.
Hey, take two.
This game's on us. It starts up front, all right? It starts with everybody up front. Let's go out here for 60 minutes to dominate.
The snap, an extra rusher up the middle. Dobb in trouble, down he goes. He's sacked by Rolando McClain.
The action has to be fast.
Play big. That's what we call a tape. We just gotta play big.
Chandler in motion to the right. It's a sneak. It's Brady straight ahead. TV for TV 12. Shotgun snap, pocket holding, throws down the middle, intercepted, no. Chandler Jones should have had an interception.
Hey, good stop. Listen, great drop. Finish it. Great drop, though.
Hey, good stop. Keep playing. Good stop.
Handoff to Blunt, runs it to the left side, picking his way across the line, and he tumbles to the 16-yard line. Brady play fakes to Edelman, throws to Lewis, makes a twisting catch, avoids the defender, ducks under another, and he's bumped into the end zone! Touchdown, Patriots!
Nice job, Leo. That's it, man. Good job, fellas. That's it.
Hey, that's the way to be tough inside. All right, keep fighting for those yards. I took 6 minutes off that clock. All right, let's keep hammering away at it.
Right now, they're in a bad spot. They're going to be freelancing, okay? Freelancing, which makes them weak, because they're going to break their fundamentals, and that's the root of all evils, right? Let's take advantage of that. Right, we'll play from ahead now.
Julian's breaking a three on some things after he catches him. So stay alive down the field and get him a block, okay?
Brady lobs a throw left side for Edelman. Got open at the 40, 35, and a two right to the 25. Julian breaks a tackle across the 20, 10, 5, angling right, diving in the end zone. Touchdown, Patriots!
Let's go!
Hey,
let's go, baby.
That was huge.
Way to go.
That was huge.
Way to go.
the Pats stay unbeaten coming out of the bye.
What did I tell you?
You good?
I'm good, man.
Good to see you.
Great tackle.
What's up, Mima?
Yeah, I like that. Nice going, baby.
Great job, D. Great job, D.
Trying to get my guy a tug.
There you go, D.
That was such a sweet one. Man.
Appreciate it. We got a lot of room to get better.
All right, fellas, that's a good job today. Way to come down here and take care of business. It's a really good complimentary game. We got a lot of plays out of all three units. It's a great field position out of special teams. Took advantage of it on offense. A couple turnovers on defense. Give up 6 points. We got a lot, win a lot of games in this league doing that.
Hell yeah.
A lot of guys stepped up. Marcus, that was big today. Everybody contributed. All right, we got a good week here coming up. Got to have everybody ready to go this week. It's going to be a tough game. Going to have a lot of preparation to do. All right, great, good job here today, fellas. Great job of taking care of business. We had a good week, okay? That's good work today.
Yep.
Nice job, fellas.
Let it go.
Good for now.
Guys, a lot of guys stepped up big today, man. And everybody played well. We played together. We play like that, fellas, we going to be all right. So let's keep our heads to the stone, the grindstone. We keep going.
How we feel about starting that season out 4-0?
Time now for Coffee with the Coach, brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access. Time to sit down with Coach Belichick. And, Coach, before we get to Indianapolis, congratulations on the big win down in Dallas. And I know it was a team you guys weren't familiar with. A lot of situations in that game. Want to start before the half. You guys call timeout. You get the ball back. Obviously, you'd love to score 7 points there, but Steve has the big kick. You're up two possessions now. How big from a coaching standpoint, situational coaching, is that for your team?
Yeah, that was a great swing for us. We were able to score. Then we had good kickoff coverage, got them down inside the 15-yard line. Then got the ball back. Then we went three and out. Then we got the ball back again. And then Tom stepped up, hit the pass to Julian over the middle, and then Steve hit the 57-yarder. So that was a big swing for us. Then start the second half, we had the first possession, took it right down. Deion had the touchdown run. So it went from a 3-3 game with 4 minutes to go in the half to 20-3 with 5 minutes gone in the third quarter, and that was a big swing for us.
And that's what you practice all camp too. You flood them with these situations, right? Even on Friday practices, hey guys, this may pop up. Let's be alert for this.
All right, and it was good complimentary football because we had good field position from our special teams, and then defensively we were able to make them stops, and offensively take advantage of the field position and get the ball in the end zone and the long kick from Steve at the half. So that was a big swing of points there at 17 points in the last. Probably in that 10-minute span, 9-minute span, whatever it was, was, really big swing in the game.
You sit here every week, and we talk about playing for 60 minutes. At the end of the game, you're under 2 minutes. They're driving in a red zone. Game is in hand, yet you still call a timeout. What was the factoring there going in to keep them out of the end zone, or, hey, guys, we're playing 60 minutes here?
Yeah, just that. I mean, really, I think we kind of can't worry about the score or the situation. Just want to go out there and play your best at all times. And we had a defense call that we wanted to, kind of take a look and see where they were, how they were going to come out, where they were going to be, and just to have an indication of what, what we might anticipate was going to happen. So that's why we took the timeout. And that's, but again, our whole philosophy for the entire team is start fast, finish strong, and play 60 minutes. So, we try to do that regardless of what the score is.
All right. Thanks a lot, Coach. Coach will rejoin us later in the show. But first, more of All Access right after this.
Coming up on All Access,
we sit down with wide receiver Julian Edelman.
4 games in this league doesn't get you anything, so I'd say the feeling of the team right now is focused.
And later, we hit the racetrack with linebacker Rob Ninkovich.
Hey, how you doing?
Good to see you, Red.
Real nice to meet you.
This man is large.
You're watching Patriots All Access.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Putnam Investments, a proud partner of the New England Patriots, pursuing performance excellence through the power of teamwork. By Bank of America, the official bank of the New England Patriots. And by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access, presented by GEICO. The news wasn't all that good coming out of the Dallas game. The Patriots have lost offensive tackle Nate Solder. He is out for the year. How will the Pats respond? Here's Dan Roach.
Patriots really dominating Dallas.
They came out of Dallas with mission accomplished. A not great, but solid in all three phases of the game. 30-6 win over the Cowboys to improve to 4-0 at the quarter pole of their season. But as usual, the Pats quickly moved on.
Anything that happened last game is over with. After Monday, that's done with, and it's time to move on. And we got a lot of work to do, and I got a lot of preparation to do to hopefully have some success this week.
And Solder's taking himself out of the game here. Something's going on with his right arm.
Meanwhile, the Pats suffered a big injury blow in the win as veteran left tackle Nate Solder was lost for the season.
Obviously miss him very much and do our best to move forward.
This guy just got to step up, the offensive line, myself included. So everyone has to come together and step up.
This week, a game that was circled on the calendar when the schedule was released back in April, a date with the Colts out in Indy. It's a rematch of the AFC Championship game won by the Patriots 45-7 last January. It's also where the underinflated footballs controversy was born. But as you might expect, that issue was downplayed big time all this week.
You know, we all put a lot of effort in, coaches, players. So it's another opportunity for us to go out there and see if we can beat a good football team.
Overall, the Patriots have won 21 of the last 28 meetings between these two teams, including the last six in a row.
We just got to come in here and make sure we're on all our P's and Q's and make sure that we got everything figured out and settled down and make sure that we can come out there and expose everything to get us a W.
And finally, after all these years, four Super Bowl titles and all kinds of winning, Pats linebacker Rob Ninkovich gave us a glimpse into the secret of this Patriots success under Robert Kraft and Bill Belichick.
I'm not human.
Yeah, I think he's spot on that one. We've all thought that for years. All right, speaking of years, under Bill Belichick and Tom Brady, the Patriots twice have gone 5-0. If they win on Sunday, they'll do it again. The other two times they went 5-0 under Brady and Belichick, you go back to 2004 and 2007. From the CBS scene here in Foxborough for Patriots All Access, I'm Dan Roach.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access, everyone. Join me now is Patriot wideout Julian Edelman. How good is it to be 4-0, my friend?
It's better than not being 4-0, but it's still only four games, and four games in this league doesn't get you anything. So I'd say the feeling of the team right now is focused.
There was a play in that Dallas game. Brady talks about working on his footwork and stepping up in the pocket. He's able to do that even more nowadays. Mm-hmm. And because of that, as a receiver, do you feel like you have to keep yourself alive because you can do that a little bit more now? Like that one play before the field goal.
Yeah.
You guys were able to make something happen.
I mean, he's always been pretty mobile in the pocket. And, you have a clock in your head of when you have to execute the scramble drill. And he's been working hard at it, and it's great to see him do that. And you definitely know you have to be on your P's and Q's with him, or he's going to let you know you weren't. So always got to be on the right page.
You are focused on Indy. Everybody else in that locker room is focused on Indy. Mm. How personal is this game against Indy?
It's not personal at all. It's just it's a conference game, and they're the next one in the way. So they're coming off winning games. Mm-hmm. They're a confident group. They're a really good team. We're going to have a great week of preparation and see how we stack up against them on Sunday night.
You're one of the best punt returners in the National Football League, and yet you don't return punts anymore. Do you miss that? And if so, how much do you miss that?
I'm more situational now, and having mental toughness is doing what's best for the team and not necessarily best for you. And it's one of those things where, of course, I definitely miss it. But if coaches feel I shouldn't be doing it, then I'm not going to get too mad about it. But I'm just out there to do my job and do what the coaches ask me to do. And if they ask me to go out there and return a punt, I'll do it with a smile on my face.
With it being the Colts, is there a concern that you guys can be too hyped up, too geeked up for this game, overhyped for this game?
We're not even thinking about that. We're thinking about right now who they are, what they are, what we have to do to beat a team like this, We ignore noise around here. Mm-hmm. That's something that we say a lot, and it's true. And Indianapolis is a really good team, so we can't go in there too fired up because that's wasting energy on, you know, the preparation process, going out there and executing. So, you know, we got to take advantage of this time. It's crucial to prepare for this team.
Good luck this weekend.
For sure.
All right. Julian Edelman, our guest. We'll be back with more Patriots All Access right after this.
The most influential person in my life was both of my parents. They did a great job of just keeping me as a humble kid, definitely pushing me, taught me my work ethic, and just strive to be great at everything that you do. I think the lessons they kind of taught me and I kind of saw from outside looking in was just the hard work, the day-to-day, going to work early in the morning, coming home late at night, just the day-to-day routine. That definitely showed me what hard work was all about.
Ring him up, cool as a cucumber.
I lost my mother when I was 9, so I didn't get to enjoy her throughout my adolescent years. That was my extra motivation. That was my extra strength. That was my, you know, guardian angel kind of looking over me and guiding me and putting me on the right track. My father always stressed to me, represent yourself to the world. And that's something that I've always lived by. It's always, you know, not only do you represent yourself, but you represent your family with your day-to-day lifestyle. You know, how you carry yourself on and off the field.
Throws to the back of the end zone, and it's knocked down by Terrell Brown. Once again, Brown breaks up a pass. This one
I was always, you know, taught that you got to have tough skin. You got to battle through whatever it is that you have to go through and then make the best out of it.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access. Coach Belichick rejoins me, and we talk about the Indianapolis Colts. Last time you saw these guys, obviously, AFC Championship game. Your football team's different. Their football team is different. Talking about the difference, you look at a running back like Frank Gore. Is he the biggest difference when you look at their team with having a guy to have the ability to run it?
Oh, he's part of it. You know, Gore, Andre Johnson, you know, and defensively they've made some additions over there as well in the front, and Lowry at safety in the secondary. So they've added some guys to their team that are a little different from last year, so it'll be a little different matchup than it's been. But they have a lot of explosive players, and certainly Dorsett offensively along with Hilton, Fleener, Moncrief, Johnson, Gore, a pretty formidable group.
Mm-hmm. And you could talk about the guys getting him the ball. Obviously, I think Andrew Luck is probably going to go in this football game, but things can happen until Sunday night. But they got a guy that's 40 years old, Matt Hasselbeck, my former ball boy. this guy's still collecting a check, but he's not collecting a check. He's playing at a high level. How impressed are you with what he's been able to do at 40 years of age?
Yeah, well, they've done a good job the last 2 weeks, winning without Luck. And, you know, the formula of kind of not turning the ball over, playing good defense, and, you know, stopping the run has worked well for them, so I'm sure they'd like to do that regardless who the quarterback is.
I know you guys are excited to play this game. We've seen it earlier in the season when a team gets a little bit too amped up, when the emotions get the best of you. Primetime game, though. I mean, a lot of guys want to play on primetime. Everybody's watching you. How do you keep it even keel, level-headed throughout the course of this football game?
Well, fortunately, we've had a lot of those games. Yeah. Scott, we've played a number of those. Already had one against Pittsburgh, so you know, like everything else, we've got to get ready to play the game. We can't control when it's played or where it's shown or what time it is or anything else. We can just control our performance when it comes time to go out there and play. So, you know, hopefully that's what we'll do Sunday night, be ready to have a good week of practice and be ready to go.
Okay, time now for the Ace Ticket Twitter question of the week, and it comes from Sheila in Dover, she asked the coach, preparing for football teams, you got a lot of film on Indy. You played this team before. How do you really, you know, decide, boy, this is the game plan we're going to use against these guys?
Well, that's a great question, I'd say it's a combination of looking at what, you know, what we saw him do last year, particularly against us, because, you know, we present certain matchups to him. But this year's different, you know, whether it be Gore, Andre Johnson, Lowry, you know, Perry, Anderson on the defensive line, you know, whatever it happens to be. There are different groups of different players in there, and so that factors differently into the team, and we're a little different team. We have guys that, you know, that we didn't have last year, you know, from Deion Lewis to Shear to, you know, whoever. So there's some carryover, but there are also some differences, and I think you've got to kind of balance the last game, the last couple games, because those are the guys that are there versus, you know, looking at it historically on, you know, what happened a year or 2 years ago.
All right, if you want to ask the coach a question, you got to follow the team on Twitter, and it's at Patriots, hashtag at AskBB. Bellestrader later in the show. A lot of talent on offense. We're going to look at that.
They're pretty explosive.
All right, coach. Coach is going to stay right there. We'll be back later with the Bellestrader. But first, more of All Access right after this.
Coming up on All Access.
Rob Ninkovich tests his skills behind the wheel.
Just a passion that I have. I love cars, and I always will.
And later, as the Patriots head to the heartland of racing, the Indianapolis Colts are on Coach Belichick's mind.
Start with Frank Gore. You know, he's been a big addition for him.
You're watching Patriots All Access.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Gillette One Pro Glide Refill, up to 1 month of comfortable shaves, and by Ace Ticket, the official fan travel partner of the Patriots. For information, call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com.
City of Boston for our High School Coach of the Week to Madison Park High School and their head coach, Roosevelt Robinson. The Cardinals beat Charlestown 46-6 to improve to 5-0 on the year. Presenting the award is Hall of Fame linebacker Andre Tippett. The Patriots Charitable Foundation will donate $1,000 to the Madison Park football program in the name of Coach Robinson.
This player profile is brought to you by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
Now in his 10th season, Captain Rob Ninkovich has proven to be one of the Patriots' most reliable players on defense. His combination of power and speed have made him a force on the edge when rushing the passer. How important is speed to Rob? We traveled to Loudoun, New Hampshire this summer to find out.
Am I going?
Here in just a minute. Go ahead and get ready.
All right.
I've always loved cars. You know, my grandfather had an old Corvette, and I used to sneak in the garage. I mean, as like a six-year-old kid and sneak in there and sit in his car and just, you know, dream about driving it one day.
This is Chris Lambert.
Hey, Chris.
He plays for the New England Patriots.
Hey, real nice to meet you.
Rob's driving the pace car to start the race today.
Oh, cool. I'm gonna rip on it.
For this track, because it's a shorter track, is the car setup, is it for quickness?
That's a flat track.
It's a flat track.
A lot of the geometry and stuff that they have to use to try and keep the platform level.
I got you.
Rolling over or anything.
Yeah. I've never been to a race, never driven a pace car. You know, something that, you know, as a kid, you always watch the races and think, oh, how cool would that be, you know? Seeing the ins and outs of, you know, how everyone works, how the teams work. And there's a lot more to it than just racing cars. Car's up there, right?
Yeah,
one of the cars?
Right here, that's our backup car right there. Your primary sits here.
Sweet.
Your backup car sits here. Once the race starts, you can't get this one out, but if you had a problem in practice or qualifying, you can
just pull that one. In football, everyone's getting ready to smash into somebody else. You know, I feel like here everyone's getting ready. The teams are getting ready. Everyone's calm and almost like just really focused in on what they have to do.
with.
How you doing, man?
Hey, how you doing?
Good to see you, bro.
Real nice to meet you.
This man is large.
I don't know what our average speed is. Probably in the mid-130s.
Yeah.
And, you know, top speed 165, 170. With this track, you'll see it just has no banking. No.
Yeah, it's flat.
Very,
yeah.
Very flat.
We're like the same height. Look at that.
Height. I got, all right, I've got one thing
just
going
for me. Just got to crank the weights. We'll be all right. You
know? We have power steering, actually.
Yeah, you're right. It's not like the old days where we were muscle on the wheel. Around, you know?
How you doing?
Good, man. How are you?
Good to see you. How's everything? Driving a pace car.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You ready?
Yes, sir.
There you go. I'm doing a jack for...
Nice. Nice.
When they're locked in and they got their harnesses on and stuff, like, you really can't even look, huh? So you're just...
You got your rear view set.
So you can only move your eyes?
Those guys will be side view. Yeah.
Okay.
And then the spotter, really.
Have fun, man. Good luck, man.
All right.
Have fun. Fly around.
Yeah, sounds good.
Look at the crab claw on that thing. Hello, sir.
What's up, homeboy?
Rob Ninkovich. Nice to meet you.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good.
I met you a couple years ago.
Oh, thank you. I saw him. I was like, whoa. Like, I wanted to be like that true fan and be like, I loved you in all these movies and name them all out. And, you know, because I'm kind of silly, so I would like probably say some lines back to him. He'd look at me like, all right, this guy's a fan. Get away from me. You know, like,
we have a very special guest joining us today, race fans. Please join me in welcoming Rob Ninkovich. Milo the Moose.
Man, that guy's hot.
Oh yeah, that's an aggravator, man.
Oh man.
Looking good, bro.
A three-time New Hampshire Motor Speedway winner, Jeff Gordon.
Yeah, it's cool.
Are you and Adam look like our BFF?
Why don't we get on?
You'll say he's alone now. Take your time.
It's a passion that I have. I love cars, and I always will.
All right, time now for Turf, brought to you by Gillette. Boy, we've been waiting for this week.
Oh, man, it's circle this one in Red Hill. Let's go ride that pony.
Cold week. All right, but big news this week. Nate Solder, bicep injury.
Ouch.
Not going to be out there. How do we fix it? Now, the nice thing is they've been rotating a ton of offensive linemen, so it's not like they've had the foresight that this is going to happen, but they kind of got you ready for it.
Yeah, anyone who's going to play that position, it's not like this is their first time playing in a game. Every single offensive lineman has played at some point in time this season.
All right, I'll be Tom Brady. How are you going to fix it for me? How are you going to make my mind right?
Well, I got to make sure you're comfortable with the fact that if you do turn your back, you're not going to get smacked. So let's just say I'm Vollmer. I mean, Vollmer's playing the right
side.
There
you go. Sebastian Vollmer moves to left side.
And he had, back in 2009, he did play there for five games, did a pretty good job, didn't give up a sack. So you're going to have to give presence. You got Mathis over here, so you're going to have to bring it back or something. Like, you be the tight end.
Yep.
I mean, we see this all the time. Last week against the Dallas Cowboys, Brady was getting a lot of pressure on him. What did they do? They start doubling up Hardy. They start putting a body. You don't necessarily even have to chip. When I stop back, all you have to do is just show that your body's there, make him go inside, wait for something coming back around, and then go do your route.
We have four tight ends, and if it's not that and you're looking for combinations, at some point Brian Stork comes back. Maybe he goes in the middle.
Yeah.
Somebody else slides. Cameron Fleming, who played on a Super Bowl team.
Mike Williams. I mean, here's the guy that playing tackle in Detroit, came here, started off as tackle, they decided to put him back at tight end. So he's the guy that has reps at that tackle position.
See, the cool thing is you could kind of stick things together, or to use the pun of the week, to glue things together. Oh,
how would you do that?
Horses.
Yeah. Riding that pony, riding out of town.
The Patriots are 4-0 as they head into enemy territory this week. Indianapolis is 3-2, but they're without their biggest star. I'm Miranda Mason, and here's a look at your storyline. After sitting the last two games with a shoulder injury, Colts starting quarterback Andrew Luck was back at practice on Monday. But mum is the word as to whether Luck or backup quarterback Matt Hasselbeck will get the nod on Sunday. After all, Hasselbeck did lead the Colts to two victories in both of his starts. But Luck or Hasselbeck means two different defensive strategies for the Patriots. Now, Tom Brady is averaging 346 passing yards per game. The Colts secondary has allowed more than 1,400 yards through the air. So if Brady wants to exploit the Colts secondary, his offensive line will have to step up to give him time. But news broke earlier this week that starting left tackle for the Patriots, Nate Solder, is likely out for the rest of the season with a torn right bicep. So that means more time for Marcus Cannon to make an impact. That'll do it for your storylines. Now let's take a look at opponent news, brought to you by Geico.
The opponent news is brought to you by Geico.
It hasn't been pretty for the Colts and their marquee quarterback when playing the Patriots. He's 0-4 in his young career, and the Colts have been outscored by more than a 2-1 margin over those four games. Indy is hoping for some better luck on Sunday.
It's the defending Super Bowl champs. You know, they're a 5-0 team. You know, we're 3-2 trying to get a win, you know, in the AFC conference game at home and on Sunday night. So certainly there's some excitement. But I think the right level of excitement and you know, looking forward to it.
Now let's check in with Coach Belichick and Scott Zolak, because you guessed it. It's time for the Belistrator.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access. This is what you've been waiting for, the Belistrator. Taking a look at Indianapolis, Coach. What have the Colts done since last year? Let's take a look.
Well, start with Frank Gore. You know, he's been a big addition for him, and this is really a great look at him in the Houston game last week. Comes on this double team block with Thornton pulling around, and he cuts it back to the weak side, which he loves to do that. And now he's in the secondary, and they've got him off to a good start. They love to establish that running game. And here's a good look at it from the end zone. And this is definitely where they want to be. They've had some injuries on the offensive line, but this is back to where they want it now with Thornton, Holmes, Muhord, Costanzo, and Allen, who's their best blocking tight end. They love to run behind Thornton. He's definitely a go-to guy for them.
So what are you telling your team here? Is this the backside stay at home, or is this a safety issue?
Well, we've got to pursue that from keep leverage from the backside, not overrun the play. And you can see that, you know, in this case, it looks like Cushing kind of gets too far over there, and you know, Gore sees it, and you know, it spits out the back for about 20 yards. So everybody's really at the point of attack. You can't over pursue, and you can't under pursue. You kind of got to be in your gap, or it could be a lot of trouble. Okay. You know, I think this is a good example right here of just how explosive the Colts are. First play, they come down here and run a kind of deep sting route to T.Y. Hilton. You know, play action, drill it down there to him, breaks a tackle.
It's a pretty good corner he turned around there, too.
Right.
And that's a two-man route, so it's not like it's real exotic right there.
Right, but he's, you know, as you know, very difficult guy to cover, a little bit of good protection. And, you know, not only does he make the catch, but he's got a good run after the catch ability. So next play. Come down here and I'll throw a little hitch down here to Dorsett, their draft pick out of Miami. He does an excellent job of, you know, running with the ball, very fast player, explosive guy, another big weapon for him. So, you know, that's a quick 25 yards. He eats that up right away. And then the next play, this is Moncrief here with Cromartie on him. Moncrief comes inside, runs a little hesitation route.
Are these guys Cromartie interchangeable? I mean, will they move them around?
They sure do. Okay. Yeah, they sure do. So, again, you know, winning on the route and then running after the catch. So, you know, all these guys they're tough to cover. They're fast. They get open. And then when they get the ball in their hands, you know, they're very dangerous runners and they can turn a short play into a long one. So, three plays, 80 yards, zip it right down the field. That's how explosive they can be.
Good test for your football team. Primetime game. Good luck. Go get them.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for joining us. There's your Belistrator. More of All Access right after this.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Putnam Investments. You, your advisor, and Putnam. Pursuing performance excellence through the power of teamwork. By Bank of America, the official bank of the New England Patriots. And by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access, presented by GEICO. Time now for our panel discussions in our Bob's Discount Furniture Studio with Mike Reese and Paul Perillo. And as we touched on earlier in the show, Nate Solder out for the year. How does this affect his football team?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's not good to lose your left tackle. We've seen the problems it created in Denver. Peyton Manning's really had a hard time getting comfortable without Ryan Clady, his security blanket at left tackle. The Patriots have gotten by, I think, better than most teams when they're faced with these kinds of situations in the past. And frankly, Steve, I really don't think Solder was playing at a really high level. I think he was okay, but I don't think he was playing as well as we've seen him in the past. So maybe Marcus Cannon, you know, will be fine here as a fill-in.
He's one of the captains, Mike.
Yeah, Solder is, and that shows how far he's come since he joined the team as a first-round pick in 2011. And since that time, the only player who's played more snaps, offense or defense, than Nate Solder is Tom Brady. Mm. So when you ask what do you lose, to me, you lose consistency. Mm-hmm. You lose a guy that you've been able to count on to be there for you every day. He's missed just one game because of a concussion late in the 2013 season. One point I do want to make, though, I think the Patriots uniquely have sort of prepared for this the way they've rotated their offensive linemen earlier this season. Imagine if they had to call on Marcus Cannon to step in, and that would have been his first action of the season. But because they rotate, you know, every third series, Cannon comes in on the left side, then he moves to the right side. They've sort of given themselves a little bit of a cushion here to soften the blow.
Exactly. And now, Dallas, enough of Dallas, enough. This is the game.
You're on to the Colts?
This is the game. This is the game, okay? Is it personal?
Just,
now, the players may not
game.
Admit it.
Haven't you listened all week?
It's just
the next game, Steve. Of course it's personal. I mean, this is as personal as any of these have become. This is, I think, on par with any Jets game that the Patriots have had in recent years.
It's bigger.
This is absolute animosity, hatred, whatever rivalry word you want to come up with. This is absolutely personal to everybody in this building. It's personal, no doubt. We're all human, and so I'll just sum it up this way. The Patriots and Colts have met 80 times in their history. This is number one when it comes to animosity.
We've seen a lot of running in these games, and these blowouts have involved a lot of Jonas Gray, LeGarrette Blount. I'm not sure you're going to see as much of that this time around because I think they want to do it quicker and more effectively, more efficiently with Tom Brady throwing it.
And why the animosity? I mean, we all know the story, but let's sort of lay it out there. Mm-hmm. Tom Brady, mm-hmm. Future Hall of Famer, has basically had part of his legacy called into question.
Yep.
Called into question is the way I would word it, by this franchise,
team.
The
right.
Colts. And Tom Brady's off to a great start this year, so that's a great answer to say, well, how much you think this was really a factor in what I've done over my career. But put yourself in Tom Brady's shoes. You're going in to play the team that did this, you know, that sparked this discussion. Wouldn't you be angry? Wouldn't you have animosity?
No question.
It's a no-brainer.
Yep. So how did the Colts win this game?
I don't think they do, but if this is going to be different, I think one guy that's different for Indianapolis is Frank Gore, and he's a little long on the tooth for a running back, but he still can control a game, and I thought we saw some of that 10 days ago when they played against Houston, and they were able to do some of that stuff. They were able to get him going. If they can do that, if he can get around 100 yards rushing, the Patriots' run defense was really good in Dallas, but that was probably the one game that was the case. I think the Patriots can be run on a little bit, and maybe instead of having Andrew Luck getting all these third and long situations because you can't support him, mm-hmm. you can't protect him, maybe Frank Gore protects him a little bit. I don't think it'll happen, but that's one way they could win.
Good discussion on Luck versus Hasselbeck, because we've seen the last two games with Hasselbeck, the key, they haven't turned the ball over. So that's the first thing for the Colts, don't turn the ball over. If I was them, what I would try to do is work on those matchups against the Patriots' cornerbacks, because I still feel like that might be an area of vulnerability for the Patriots. Malcolm Butler, Logan Ryan, Terrell Brown, and Justin Coleman.
Correct.
Now, they played very well against the Cowboys, mm-hmm. so I don't want to take anything away from the Patriots' corners, in my opinion, this challenge is altogether different when you're talking about T.Y. Hilton, Andre Johnson, Dante Moncrief. I'd put Philip Dorsett, their first-round pick, out there and try to hit, just like the Patriots do on offense, try to hit at the weakness of the defense. If I'm the Colts, that's what I would try to do against the Patriots.
Prediction time.
Yeah, I think it's going to be another ugly one. I don't think it's going to be any, you know, the Frank Gore stuff that I was talking about. I don't think that's going to materialize. I think the Patriots have too much offensively. And this defense, although it's improved run defense, I don't think they'll just run over them the way they have. And I'm not sure the Patriots are capable of running based on what we've seen so far. But I still see a lot of points. 44-24 Patriots.
I got to get away from the close scores. I had close Jacksonville, close Cowboys. I got to give the Patriots a little more credit here. I'll go 34-20. They win by double digits.
I say 42-14. 42-14. Great job as usual.
Sounds good, Steve.
All right, guys. We shall see. But that will do it for this week's edition of Patriots All Access. For Mike Reese and Paul Perillo, I'm Steve Burton. Have a great week, everybody. See you later.